Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Another challenge making the rounds on social media that can kill you. For some reason, it's become attractive to kids, with one middle schooler from New Jersey ending up in the hospital. This was in South Orange. Let's get more from our Glenn Chuck.
It's called the Blackout Challenge. You've probably heard of this, and it has actually been around for years on social media. For some reason, it is back again and spreading around on platforms like TikTok, where students hold their breath until they pass out. The recent incidents here, two of them in South Orange. One student had to actually be treated by the school nurse in the middle school once they regained consciousness. The other had to go to the hospital for a bit, but has since been released. Now, Maria is a concerned parent among the many. She spoke with NBC4.
I mean, it's horrifying. It takes a village to raise these children. We all have to be involved.
Now, this is all also called the choking game or the fainting game. Just the name itself will tell you it's probably not a game. The principal in South Orange here at the middle school sending out a note to parents on Tuesday warning them to sit down and talk to their kids about the danger of this. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in New Jersey.
An administrator at NYU is the latest victim of a random punching in the city. It happened near Washington Square Park, where the 27-year-old was socked in the face outside 14 Washington Street North. Just after 10:30 yesterday morning, she's got bruising but is otherwise okay. The man who attacked her took off. He is yet to be caught. Meantime, a memo on the matter from NYU called the incident a hate crime. The NYPD is looking into that. As the school president testified on Capitol Hill, dueling pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrations at Columbia University. This student, who is Jewish, tells NBC4.
I was spit on walking to class, cursed at, yelled at. It's not a safe or welcoming environment. I dread coming to school in the morning some days.
In D.C., Columbia's president told the House Education and Workforce Committee, while there has been a rise in anti-Semitism on campus, the vast majority of demonstrations have been peaceful. She also says school officials have been working to try and unite students.
I have spent most of my time since becoming president on these issues, holding over 200 meetings with groups of students, faculty, alumni, donors, parents, some of whom are here, and 20 meetings with other university presidents to learn from each other.
When asked if calls for the genocide of Jews would violate campus policies, she and three other Columbia leaders responded definitively yes. When asked about the phrase "from the river to the sea," she said some people don't hear that as hate. Well, David Schizer, who heads the anti-Semitism task force at Columbia, said yes, the phrase is anti-Semitic. Ahead of Passover, FBI Director Christopher Wray says his agency is on alert for threats by domestic terrorists to Jewish communities.
ISIS urged followers to target Jewish communities, both in the United States and Europe, something we're increasingly concerned about following the ISIS-K attack we saw at the concert hall in Russia just a few weeks ago.
He spoke at a virtual national security conference hosted by the Secure Community Network, which is a Jewish nonprofit safety and training organization. Wray noted that between October 7th and January 30th of this year, the FBI opened three times more anti-Jewish hate crime investigations than in the 4 months before the Hamas attacks on Israel. Apple has been hearing it over what some say has been an anti-Semitic emoji.
It'll stop the Palestinian flag from popping up when users type in Jerusalem. Apple says the bug was not intentional, but related to unintended behavior and a feature called predictive emoji. British TV presenter Rachel Riley was among the first to flag the issue. She called it a double standard and anti-Semitism when other cities you type in don't produce their own flag emojis. The status of Jerusalem is one of the thorny issues and the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians.
That's Deborah Rodriguez. Looks like NCC students and staff are going to be packing their own lunch for a while.
Nassau Community College and the food vendor it uses couldn't agree to a new deal. Spokesperson Jerry Kornbluth says it would have been too expensive.
Over $250,000 a year, which could amount to anywhere close to $3 million.
So they chose to part ways, leaving the school with no food options.
We're looking at outside vendors to come in. We're looking at food trucks. We're looking to provide more vending machines with food and everything.
Until then, no food on campus. Teachers Union leader Farron Siminoff is disgusted.
This is extremely distressing for students. It's distressing for the faculty because we care about how our students are treated.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The FDNY responded to a fire in Midwood, Brooklyn yesterday and made quite the find. This was at 1420 Avenue L, where officials say there were materials commonly used in a drug lab, as well as ones for making a bomb. No actual drugs were found, and those materials were deemed non-hazardous. A person of interest was taken into custody. Amid a city council hearing on a shortage of services, Mayor Adams Wednesday announced plans for more mental health resources for New York City school kids.
Council members in the education, hospitals, health and mental health committees wanted to know more about regular health centers and mental health centers in schools. Linda Lee noted what Governor Hochul wants to spend on this.
She has allocated $20 million for schools to open satellite mental health clinics. So yes, we're thankful, but if we had all schools that wanted mental health clinics, we know that we're going to need a lot more investments than $20 million.
Just as the hearing began, City Hall announced 16 new mental health clinics in schools in the Bronx and Central Brooklyn, serving 6,000 kids. That'll cost $3.6 million. They offer a variety of services, including the ability of a school to deal with a mental health crisis without calling 911. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
An online influencer who's popular with kids has a message for Mayor Adams.
I want to be the best advocate I can be for families with young children. Here in New York City, our mayor cut $400 million from early childhood education programs and is proposing more cuts.
Well, in a video on Instagram and TikTok, she asked New Yorkers to sign the NY4 childcare petition. In response, a spokesperson for the mayor issued a statement saying the city's early childhood system is the most comprehensive in the country and that under the Adams administration, it's serving more New Yorkers than ever before. It was a sea of tulle at the Plaza Hotel Wednesday. Why all the tutus?
Keep going.
353 little ballerinas just broke a world record in New York City for most dancers on point at the same time. They held it for an entire minute.
Congratulations!
Doesn't seem too long, but you try standing upright on the very tip of your toes. The dancers, all 19 years old and under, gathered from all over the world, many of them performing this week at Lincoln Center. The previous point record was set in 2019.
That's Monica Ricks, the whole thing organized by Youth America Grand Prix, a ballet scholarship program celebrating its 25th anniversary. I guess we're gonna find out. Who is that? Here's a hint. She's an Oscar nominee who's trying her hand at a music career.
Most of the world only knows Kate Hudson as an actress, starring in movies like Almost Famous and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. But she's also a singer and songwriter.
It was you and me.
That's the song Live Forever from Hudson's debut album Glorious that drops May 17th. She wrote 26 songs, 12 made the album. She's been writing songs since she was a teen, but during the pandemic, she decided she wanted to direct more professional attention to her passion. She says if the album shifts even one person's direction, she will have achieved success.
That's Wendy Gillette reporting. Hey, Barbara fans.
Papa, can you hear me?
New music and a first from Barbara Streisand. She is set to release her first new song in 6 years, which also happens to be her first for a television series. Love Will Survive is to be featured in the upcoming show The Tattooist of Auschwitz. That'll stream on Peacock. It's co-written by the legendary Hans Zimmer. It drops April 25th. In a statement, Barbara sang, because the rise in anti-Semitism around the world today, she wanted to sing the song to remember the 6 million souls who were lost in the Holocaust less than 80 years ago.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.